This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Those changes may be so dramatic, they might even impact other people in our lives. This is important for this reason. Most people think the Lord makes changes in my life and it just impacts me. Remember, when you come to Christ, the changes that happen in you might impact other people. Let's bring up number 3. He, Jesus, changes the lives of men and women who are open to what He wants to do. How do you know if you're open to doing what the Lord wants to do in your life? Listen carefully, because I want you to get this. You start climbing trees to see Jesus. You say, whoa, I don't get that. What do you mean? Zacchaeus did something unusual in order to see Jesus. When you know that you're open to the Lord in your life, when you start coming to church a little more often than you used, that's climbing a tree. You start going to a Bible study, that's climbing a tree. There are things that you do in your life that you didn't do before, but you want to see Jesus. And maybe it's a subconscious thing that you're not even aware of. What are the trees in your life that you started climbing because you're open to what the Lord wants to do in your life? Let's bring up one more. Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost, us. Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which is lost, us. Deborah Kiley was a woman, when she was single, was into sailing. She was with another woman and 3 men on a 58-foot sailboat, Bar Harbor, Maine, and their job was to just be the crew that took this sailboat down to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's just a temporary job. They were paid to do it. 3 men and 2 women take this down. They were experienced sailors. Take it down to Fort Lauderdale. While they were out in the ocean coming down the east coast of the United States, they came into the worst storm that Deborah Kiley said she ever saw. It was so bad they had to abandon the ship. She said this story was so powerful and so dramatic in her life that when she got married, she thought, well, getting married will help me get over it. And she said it didn't. She thought, well, if I have children, that'll help me get over it. It didn't. She said, it wasn't until I began to tell my story that I started getting over it. Isn't that interesting? She said, telling my story was actually my salvation. She tells how that when they were in the lifeboat, 2 of the men started cursing God. And they literally threw their heads back and started yelling at God for allowing this to happen. And Deborah Kiley said she started yelling and trying to drown them out. God, don't listen to them. We need your help. We need all the help we can get. One of the men went delirious and said, I'm going to go get a car. Here he's in a lifeboat and he's going to get a car. He dove into the water, and 50 feet out, they heard him scream as a shark attacked him, and that was it. 2x they had to push people overboard that had died in the boat. I mean, it's just a horrible story. But here's what I'm leading up to. Deborah Kiley said there were only 2 religious things she knew from her childhood: the Lord's Prayer and the 23rd Psalm. It's the only thing she could remember from her childhood. And here's the statement that's so important. She said, I had always believed in God in a vague Sunday school kind of way. What a statement. You believing in God in a vague Sunday school sort of way is not enough for you. It's not enough for your spouse. It's not enough for your children. You and I need the radical, fundamental change that only Jesus Christ can offer. I'm not asking you to be a better man or a better woman. I'm asking you to be changed from within. I'm not asking you to clean up your act. I'm asking you to let the Lord of the universe come into your life and, get this, do what He wants.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.